The study found that arsenic levels of 200 parts per billion, ppb, or higher were common even in rice-based baby cereals. Arsenic, historically used as a poison, can be found in both organic and inorganic metal and mineral forms. Naturally, these disturbing findings put pressure on the FDA, which tried to assuage fears that rice products were contaminated with arsenic. The FDA commented, "Agency scientists determined that the amount of detectable arsenic is too low in the rice and rice product samples to cause any immediate or short-term adverse health effects." In failing to note the long-term health risks from chronic exposure to arsenic, the FDA revealed its true agenda. As a policy arm of food corporations, rather than protector of the public. Indeed, the agency has been silent even as compelling evidence about the dangers of arsenic contamination in rice continues to mount. Dartmouth Medical School researchers found that pregnant women eating rice had higher levels of arsenic in their urine than women who didn't. Their study found that eating just half a cup of rice a day could expose a person to as much arsenic as they would ingest if they had been drinking water that contained the maximum contaminant level allowed by law, 4 parts per million for each liter. In addition to arsenic, rice protein products in the natural food industry also frequently contain heavy metals such as lead, cadmium, mercury, and tungsten. These metals have been found in some certified organic foods. By mid-2014, concern over the amount of heavy metals in rice protein products prompted petitions from consumers seeking new limits on these substances. Like Vanihari's efforts to limit ADA in bread, the petition drive was an extraordinary success and resulted in the first voluntary heavy metals limit ever announced in the natural products industry. Despite the fact that mainstream media coverage of the problem was scant, many major manufacturers responded quickly and positively to the petition, agreeing to reduce heavy metals by July 2015. The proposed new limits stipulated that lead be reduced to 0.25 ppm, parts per million, tungsten to 0.05 ppm, cadmium to 1 ppm, and mercury to 0.05 ppm. Mike Adams, while praising the metals reduction efforts of the manufacturers, nevertheless cautioned, "Lead, cadmium, and tungsten are still present in every rice protein product we've tested so far, at concentrations that consistently exceed those found in pea protein, hemp protein, whey protein, or any other protein source we've tested."